think there's an answer.
I told him that I didn't want my Secretary of State being speculated. Why the rest of them? They said that I was taking $1 billion and turning it over to Schreiber.
Hello?
George Meany, I know.
I got a little problem I wanted to talk to you about. I've got the steel workers.
Yeah.
And I've got carriers workers.
Yeah.
I've had about 5 labor conventions, and now I got Mr. Meany's, Al Hayes' machinist.
Yeah.
Am I overdoing that in September?
They meet right after Labor Day for that week and the next week at Miami.
Well, you see, I'm going to Detroit Labor Day.
Could be the following week.
That's right. Yeah. But I'm going to Dave McDonald's, I'm going to Carey's,
yeah.
I'm going to the Detroit meeting. That's 3 of them.
Yeah.
All in a matter of 10 days, and it looks like I'm not doing anything but making labor speeches. Isn't that what's your reaction to it?
I realize it's tough. The machinists, of course, is our 3rd largest union.
Yeah.
And they are really important.
Yeah.
And, if you could make it, I think it'd be wonderful.
Does it make any real difference to you?
No, not on a personal basis. But I do think from the viewpoint of, you know, of getting our people all out into this, that these fellows are important. There's a lot of them.
All right. Well, I just, I don't want to overdo something, and I don't want people to just say I'm overdoing it. I've been to communications, you know, and I've been to Dubinsky's, and I've been to Potoski's, and I've been to Rosie's, and I've out Joe Burns, and I want to do what I need to do, what the boss says, but I don't want him to say, well, goddammit, he won't ever make speech unless it's a labor
convention. I say these are important. I'm going to all of them. I mean, I just believe cut down the traveling, but I'm going to all of them because I think this year is more important than ever. And the machinist is a very important.
Well, if you think so, it'll be done.
All right, I really think so, Mr. President.
All right,
I know how tough it is to impose on you, but...
No, it's not imposing on me. I just don't want to... You've got to look at the overall thing, because if I ain't elected, you're in a hell of a shape. I'll tell you that. We're better go out here, President, so...
Well, we are.
You better figure out how to partial out my time, and if you think that's the thing to do, I will...
Well, I think you really should if you could.
All right. Now, I'm going to get to, before you tell him, you let me check these dates to be sure I don't have a conflict with him, tell what date. And I'm going to get Larry O'Brien to pick out a few of these places like Connecticut where he's got some aircraft workers and make him get to move the bowels of 2 or 3 Republicans on this poverty bill. We're beat now. We're 15 votes behind, and we've got to get 15 Republicans. And, and George, you may have to call 2 or 3 Republicans yourself,
I talked to Andy after you talked to me the other day, and I told him whatever he wants me to do to try to pick up these votes, I'll do.
All right. And well, you just ride down Otis Pike right now in New York, and you just tell him that this PIK, this means something to you, because you've got to get these hundreds of thousands of young people out of these cities that are rioting and having violence and everything else. And after Goldwater voted like he did, you've got to get him a job, and that's the only way you can get it.
All right, Otis Pike.
Otis Pike. Try Cotty of Massachusetts.
Yes.
C-O-N-T-E.
Yes.
And Seibel of Connecticut. Those are 3 now. Seibel of Connecticut.
Pike of New York. And Cotty
of
Massachusetts.
Seibel, S-I-B-A-L of Connecticut.
Yes.
Cotty of Massachusetts.
Yeah.
And Pike of New York.
All right. I'll
and then you make Andy give a report to you on how many Republicans he's really got.
Yes.
And so then you can give it to me and I can talk to Larry O'Brien, because I'm going to work Sunday, Monday, Tuesday on this thing. I just had Carl Vinson in here, and we've got all the South in line that we can get.
Yeah.
So we've got to go to the liberal Republicans. Now, you got 10 of them in the Senate.
Yeah.
You got the Javitses and the Keatings and the Coopers and fellows like that. So we've got to get the Republicans in the House from some of those areas.
Yeah. And well, I'm going to see Andy this afternoon.
And I'll get this stuff for Hayes. When you call him and tell him you're delivering, you say, now, Al, I want you to get the phone and call 4 or 5 folks, and I'll get you some of the names. Morris of Massachusetts. He's a good one. Write him down.
Brad Morris. I know him.
Morris of
Massachusetts. I'm pretty sure I can get him.
Well, you just get him now.
I'm pretty sure I can.
And Siler of Kentucky.
Yeah.
He's a labor man. He's a, I don't know, what kind, but Siler of Kentucky is a labor man. Bray of Indiana is a good one. Yeah. B-R-A-Y, Bray of Indiana. He asked him yesterday how labor felt about this.
Yeah. Well, wait, can you hold him in? Let me get those names.
All right, now. I'll wait.
Hold on. That's Siler, Kentucky?
Yeah, that's Bray of Indiana, B-R-A-Y.
Yes.
Of Indiana.
Brad Morris.
All right.
Connie Romantic.
Siler, S-I-L-E-R, Kentucky.
Yeah.
Now let's see, Massachusetts, you got Brad Morris and Connie, C-O-N-T-E.
Yeah.
Cahill of New Jersey.
Cahill of New Jersey.
I got a fellow here from Derunian of New York would be awfully helpful.
Who?
Derunian.
I don't think I can get him. I can try. I don't think I can get him.
Well, if you can't, don't bother.
Yeah, yeah. Now, who's that fellow, Connecticut?
Connecticut man. Siler, was it?
No, Siler's Kentucky.
Sibel, S-I-B-A-L.
Sibel.
S-I-B-A-L. Now, we think he's got some aircraft workers in his area.
Okay.
And we
maybe Hayes can help with
this. Yeah, just ask him what Republicans he's got some in. He ought to have some in California.
Yeah.
With his machinists out there.
Yeah.
Corbett and Fulton.
Well, I'll get to work on these right away.
Now, tell Andy to be sure. I don't want you to spend your time, but we think we got Corbett and Fulton of Pennsylvania, but for him to be sure to tell them that you appreciate it.
I'm pretty sure that we can get both of them.
Corbett and Fulton. But you tell these fellas that this means something to labor now. We talk about unemployment. By God, we're going to have 150,000 jobs in 90 days with this, and $1 billion to do it with.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.